greetings once again from Dakota Talk Radio. We are here to bring you language lessons from Dakota Talk Radio. So thank you for joining along, and we're going to go ahead and get started with our mother tongue here again and translate that for you. So thank you for listening along with us. We'd like to greet you all with a heartfelt handshake, and this is Diane Merrick. My indigenous name is Rattle Woman from the Gord, and I am from the N Village Dakota Nakota Band, and thank you for listening to us. And we want to go ahead and get started with our weekly lesson plan here and share different aspects and meanings for you, and hope you join along as we pronounce and enunciate and be able to share the language that you're learning, and invite others to listen along with us and learn along with us in hopes to preserve and revitalize the language of the N Village peoples. Our first term conversation here is Doshke Ya'un. Doshke Ya'un. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Doshke Ya'un. Okay, translation for Doshke Ya'un is, how are you doing? How are you? Or how have you been? Okay, once again, we want to share that there are several ways you can use the English language to translate these, and we try to share several English translations for you, so you may use them accordingly. Okay, our next term is Dokedya'un. Notice that is similar and may be used interchangeably, just as the term we shared before. This is the same translation, English translation, but another way that you may say, how are you doing? How have you been? Okay, once again, Doked Ya'un. Doked Ya'un. Okay, so that would be the same English translation there, sharing with you that there are several different ways in the language that you may say, how have you been doing? How are you doing? Okay. Our next term is Wichota Ahihuni. Okay. Wichota Ahihuni. Well, let's pronounce that together. We cho da a hi huni. We cho da hi huni. Okay, translation for we cho da hi huni is a large crowd arrived. A large crowd arrived. Many times for the speakers who want to be able to share of a gathering that they are able to partake in, they acknowledge a lot of the different peoples that have been able to arrive at that gathering, and will share in the language, Wichota Ahihuni. Okay. Our next term, Hahepi Teha Kikta Wa'un. Ha, he, bi, te, ha, geek, da, wa, un. Okay, translation for ha, he, bi, te, ha, geek, da, wa, un is, I was up late last night or I stayed up late last night. So those are several different, there are two different ways you can translate that. Okay. Now our next term is for those parents out there who have children, whether they are small or all grown up.